Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos Shiur, and we're continuing the halachas for opening packages on Shabbos. Today we will discuss opening backstring. A backstring is a little drink and it has a little opening, but the opening is covered with a piece of aluminum foil that's built into the container, into that little box. It's built in there, and you take a straw and you stick it in, and you open up that little bit aluminum foil. You open it up with the straw. Is that mutter to do on Shabbos or not? So there's three shilas to handle here when it comes to these backstrings. Number one, Pesach Na. Number two is Guf Otom. And number three is Kerea Tiri. So, legabi the problem of Pesach Na'o, you could tie that here, I'm not trying to make a Pesach Na'o, because I don't need the opening in that aluminum foil. I don't care what it looks like. It could be jagged. I don't care what it is. As long as the straw gets in there, then it's fine with me. So, Kubi, that does not go into the Isser of Pesach Na'o. And others say, a different reason they wanted to say, that here it's Mutter because it's a Pesach Yosha. And that opening is there from before, so it's not making a new Pesach. And we'll get back to that taina in a second. Legavi the shail of Guf Otom. So some want to say that here it's better than Guf Otom, because Guf Otom is really only also by something that could be called a kli, something that looks like it could be reused, like a can. Even though I'm not going to reuse it, but it can be reused. It's a solid item. But here, this backstring, it's very clear that when you open this up, this is the last time you're using this, and you're not going to put this away in the refrigerator to get a half hour later. You drink it up on the spot. So therefore, some want to say that maybe here, even for the Chazanish, it'll be Mutter as Guf Otom. And this is what the Kovitz Halachas of Shmuel Kamenetsky says, that he holds it's Mutter to open the backstring on Shabbos because not a problem Pesach Na or Guf Otom. And you have to know what happened to the Issa Kareya also. So it seems like he also holds as the Issa Kareya, maybe it's Mutter because it's only considered like a cover, not really considered like cutting something. He writes like this: She'im ba b'zem shem tika mono yisiyas Pesach the afsha nekev hoy mechusa b'New York hesav koyim shenoy tzatzur sakli. Makokum into the get a steamer, a lakisu bam, it's like cover. And therefore, it's not called a kli otum, it's not makapatish, it's no asias pesach, and gamashum korea less. It's not a problem of tearing either, because it's not really a tikkun in the kufso, which means like this, that the thing I'm tearing is a destructive matter. It just, I'm actually getting the straw in, but the etzem tearing, what I'm tearing is really destructive. And therefore, Shmuel Kamenetsky holds his mutter to open the backstrings on Shabbos. But others held that since I am ripping this in a way to fit the straw perfectly in, it's a problem of kireya that's a derech a tikkun. And legabi the taina that it's not a problem here, Guf Otom, because it's the Pesach was there already from before. So the Sefer Bnei Avraham taina is that's not true, because here, once that thing was created, that back, it already was covered. It never was open. It's not pshat, they make the back string, and then they take that aluminum foil and cover it. That aluminum foil is built into the cardboard, and the minute they close that up, it's already built in. And therefore, it was always a Guf Otom, it never was a Pesach. And therefore, it might be a shiloh of opening in something that's completely sealed. They make an opening in it, it might be a problem of Guf Otom, and therefore, a Gadol should avoid opening the backstring on Shabbos. The way he would be able to do Beheta would be is to take a little toothpick and make a little hole in that aluminum foil and pour it into a cup. And that way, it's Mutter. Why? Because there, it's an incomplete opening. You're not making the opening in a Pesach Na. You're not, as the Guf Otom, also since it's incomplete, it's not a problem with Guf Otom. And also, that's called Korea tearing Derech Kilkel. So therefore, make a little hole and pour into a cup, that'll be fine. But again, you can allow the katan to open the backstring himself on Shabbos, since a lot of poskim, for example, Shmuel Kamenetsky and others, hold that it's mutter. Therefore, you definitely could rely on those poskim when it comes to giving it to a katan to open on Shabbos.